Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, it's time for the Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show. We'll take a look at today's college football landscape with insights into the big games this weekend from the top 25 to the SEC. With interviews, scoreboard updates, and more. The Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show is also brought to you in part by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, Inns Bank, the Klein Preston Law Group, Penn Station East Coast Subs, Casa of Nashville, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, and real estate agent Richard Courtney of Frederick and Clark Realty. And now, here's your host, Johnny Ballpark Franks.
And good morning, everybody. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Jonathan Najjar making sure everything runs smoothly, broadcasting out of the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Also, big thanks to additional sponsors, including Lanham's AC Service. They'll be taking care of your needs not only during the cold winter months, but throughout the hot summer days as well. Your local Rue Pro partner. And how about Brinkman's Wine and Spirits? Tim Brinkman and his staff down there in Brentwood, located at 7110 Town Center Way, just off of east of Franklin Road and the roundabout. Check them out. We're talking about everything from your favorite bottle of wine, favorite bourbons, you name it. Tim Brinkman and Brinkman's Wine and Spirits right there in Brentwood, near the Brentwood Post Office. Good, better Brinkman's. All right, so here we are, the second Saturday after the second poll from the College Football Playoff Committee. And here's the beautiful thing about it. You know, I thought we had a special time 2 years ago when things were shaping up, and we had kind of like quarterfinals in the playoffs, in the sense that seven teams still battling it out for those four playoff spots in 2017. How about going into today's action? We have 11 teams that have realistic opportunities still as far as the college football playoff after everything settled last week. Three teams from the SEC, LSU, Georgia, Alabama. One team from the ACC, being Clemson. Three teams from the Big Ten, including Minnesota, Ohio State, and Penn State. Two teams from the Pac-12, that includes Oregon and Utah. And then finally, two teams from the Big 12, Baylor and Oklahoma. And the beautiful thing about it, other than Alabama and Clemson, the other nine will be somehow impacting each other with three regular season weeks to go this week, next week, and then the 30th before we get to the conference championship weekend. Give you an example, LSU today at Ole Miss, then they host Arkansas, but then they wrap up hosting Texas A&M. LSU right now in the driver's seat as far as the SEC, and certainly a very strong, realistic possibility to allow the SEC to even get two teams in the playoffs, just like we saw back in 2017 when both Alabama and Georgia made it in. You look at an Ohio State team. By the way, 53-point favorites today against Rutgers. In the last 40 years, highest point spread for a Big Ten matchup. Over the last 40 years, Ohio State, a 53-point favorite today at Rutgers. But after this week, remember, next week they host Penn State, and then they wrap up their regular season campaign at Michigan. So Ohio State, although looking good so far through their first nine games, they still have unfinished business. Clemson. We've talked about a Clemson team over the last 4 years, where in 2016, in the month of November, mind you, they were a three-touchdown favorite against Pittsburgh. They lose. Still found their way not only into the college football playoff, they actually won the national championship. Today, they're heavy favorites as they play host to Wake Forest, a Wake Forest team that, you know, capable of – Wake Forest is playing their best ball, capable of making this a really tight game in the second half. But today, Clemson, a 34.5-point favorite at home against Wake Forest. Then Clemson gets the open date and then the rivalry game on November 30th. Clemson on the road at South Carolina before we get to the ACC championship game. Georgia today, huge game for them. They're right now, they moved into the fourth spot as far as the college football playoff. Today, they're a 3-point favorite on the road as they take on the Auburn Tigers. We'll get more into this conversation about this matchup a little bit later, around 10:37 or so. Chip Towers will be joining us. He covers the Bulldogs for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Alabama now, just like we saw back in 2017, when you recall
They lost after the fourth poll had come out. Remember, they lost in the Iron Bowl to Auburn, didn't play in the SEC championship game, still made it to the college football playoff. And, oh, by the way, just like Clemson the year before, Alabama, although they were the last team in, they still won the national title in 2017. But today at Mississippi State, Tua Tagovailoa, game time decision. They're going to be checking on his mobility going into today's game. It's an 11 o'clock kickoff. By the way, something to watch out for, too. If Tua Tagovailoa is out there, he needs only three touchdown passes to tie for fifth place all time on the SEC career touchdown passing list with Tim Lee from, Chris Leak with Florida, along with Tim Tebow. If he gets four today, he'll be tied in the fourth position with somebody by the name of Peyton Manning from Tennessee. Everybody ahead of Tua Tagovailoa, everybody below Tua Tagovailoa in the top 10 list, all played 4 years. Here's Tua, not even two full years in as far as the starting QB for Alabama. Next week, Alabama takes on Western Carolina, and then finally the Iron Bowl in Auburn on November 30th. Oregon, Utah, you know, this is one of these things where they want Auburn to, especially Oregon, and Utah for that matter too. Oregon's only loss, remember, this year was to Auburn back Labor Day weekend. Oregon wants Auburn to look good because it makes Oregon's resume look better, right? Since Oregon's only loss was to the Auburn Tigers. At the same time, knowing that it could come down to the Pac-12 champion or Alabama, the last team in, as far as when all the dust settles, as far as the college football playoff. So Oregon this week, certainly pulling for Auburn. At the same time, you want to kind of downplay it again when Alabama takes on Auburn, if Alabama takes care of their business these next 2 weeks, and that matchup coming up on the 30th. Oregon today, they're hosting Arizona. Next week, they're at Arizona State, and then the rivalry game with Oregon State, a game being played at Oregon on the 30th. Minnesota, hey, look, unbeaten. And very impressive win at home against Penn State. The committee has, you know, certainly noticed a big jumper this week for Minnesota, moving up 9 spots from the 17th position. Now they're number 8. And what does that mean? Now they got to keep on winning. Today they're at Iowa, and I think this magical run for Minnesota comes to an end today in this matchup with Iowa. A kickoff for this one, by the way, this afternoon at 3 p.m., next week, Minnesota at Northwestern before hosting Wisconsin, a team that's ranked 14th in this week's college football playoff poll. That'll be coming up on November 30th. And then Utah, mentioned Oregon, Utah today hosts UCLA. Utah heavy favorites today to take care of business, 21.5-point favorites at home as they host UCLA. Then Utah next week at Arizona before they host the up-and-down Colorado team the last weekend of the month. And then finally, and we'll be getting in this conversation on the other side of the break, Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, will be joining us. Big game tonight, Big 12 action. It could be the first of two meetings because right now, when you look at the Big 12, you know, the way it's set up, you know, they have a round-robin format, and the top two teams will be playing in the Big 12 title game coming up on December 7th. Right now, it looks like it'll be Baylor-Oklahoma again, so tonight could be part one of a two-part series. Tonight's contest, kickoff at Baylor in Waco. You look at this matchup kicking off at 6:30 tonight. But then Baylor next week hosts Texas before wrapping up the regular season at Kansas. And then the other two teams, as far as still, you know, opportunities, I mentioned Oklahoma in the Baylor game, but Oklahoma has the one loss. They need to keep winning tonight at Baylor, next week hosting TCU, and then they're at Oklahoma State on November 30th. And then finally, Penn State, opportunities despite the loss last Saturday on the road to Minnesota. This week they host Indiana, but next week at Ohio State, and then on the 30th, they play host to Rutgers. So Penn State still with opportunities for themselves as far as to play themselves back in. And you go, okay, what about his from a historic standpoint when you have teams that lose after being ranked in the initial poll? Because it's happened before. We go back 4 previous times, teams that were ranked in the top 4 in the first poll, they lose. And the 4 previous times, none of the 4 made it into the college football playoff. Ole Miss in 2014, they were ranked 4th. They lose, didn't make it to the playoff. 2015, it was LSU as a 2 seed. They lose to Alabama, did not make it to the playoffs. In 2016, it was Texas A&M, ranked fourth. They lose, did not make it to the playoffs. 2018, it was LSU as the three seed. They lose to Alabama, did not make it to the playoffs. What's in store for Alabama and Penn State? You go back to the fact that both of these teams ranked in the top four in the initial poll. They lose. Question, we'll see how this plays out. I go back to the fact that four instances, I mean, we go back in 2015, Michigan State, they weren't even ranked in the top four. After the initial poll, they were ranked seventh. They lose, fall to 13th, but Michigan State still made it to the playoffs before losing to Alabama. In 2016, I mentioned Clemson earlier. Here was a team after the second week, which means coming up this week. After the second poll, they were number two. They get upset as a three-touchdown favorite. They get upset, get beat by Pittsburgh, still come into the playoffs as a four seed, and end up winning the national title. That was that come-from-behind win after Alabama had taken the lead with just over 2 minutes to go. And then 2017, not once, but twice, we had teams fall. Georgia, after 2 weeks, which means this weekend, they were the number one seed as far as in that second poll. They lose at Auburn, fall to number seven, still make it to the college football playoff, and oh, by the way, play for the national title, had the lead in the national championship game before Tua Tagovailoa's touchdown pass led Alabama to the national title. And oh, by the way, Alabama was number one after 4 weeks. They were number one after 4 weeks. They lose to Auburn, fall to number five, didn't play for the SEC championship game, still made it to the playoffs, and oh, by the way, won the national title. So just because, you know, you suffer a loss in November, everybody always assumes, well, if you're going to lose, you need to lose in September or October. Four perfect examples right there where teams, not even losing this weekend coming up, we've had, like I said, a case where a team lost in the final weekend of the regular season, still found their way into the college football playoff. And the fact with 11 teams still out there, a lot of unfinished business coming up. All right, coming up on the show on the other side of the break, Toby Rowland will join us from Waco. He's the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners to look at tonight's matchup and the college football playoffs from a Sooners perspective. At 10:37, Chip Towers joins us. He covers the Georgia Bulldogs for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, getting his thoughts on this afternoon's game between Georgia and the Auburn Tigers. At 11:05, our good buddy Doug Seeger is out of Birmingham, formerly with the Nashville Banner. He's with the TV show The Zone in Birmingham on ABC 3340 as we look at the complete landscape of the SEC. And then around 11:37, Barton Simmons, national writer with CBSSports.com. He's also director of scouting with 24/7 Sports. We'll get his thoughts on this landscape as far as college football as we're getting into the stretch run these final 3 weeks leading into conference title games and more. As always, we know you have choices on your Saturday mornings, and we certainly appreciate you joining us for our Countdown to Kickoff tailgate show. Hey, I want to mention one of our nice sponsors and making it possible for us to do this each and every week, the Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Braves and the Southeastern Conference. And Klein Preston, by the way, birthday boy next week. Happy early birthday greetings to him as well. 2 decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Now, their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group, they've represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee all the way to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, KleinPrestonLaw.com.
Whether having heating concerns during the cold winter months or looking to cool off those hot summer days, nobody in Middle Tennessee is better equipped to serve your needs than Lanham's AC Service, your local Rude Pro partner. From heating and cooling issues to water heaters, you can count on Lanham's AC Service and Rude HVAC equipment with a system that fits your unique needs while doing it right the first time. Serving the area for over 30 years, owner Brian Eskew and his team are dedicated to providing the best possible solutions for your home or business while providing reliable and honest service for Nashville and Middle Tennessee. And they do it with the name brands like Rood you have come to trust. I should know, I have a new Rood in my house and have been a customer for almost a decade. And remember, financing is available and they service and repair all brands. So call today to schedule a service or maintenance call, 615-969-9064. 965. That's 969-9065. Or go to lanhamsacservice.com.
This is Jim Renitz, CEO of InsBank. For over 17 years, InsBank has been proudly helping Middle Tennessee businesses, people we consider friends. InsBank is a true local bank built by and for Nashville business leaders, a place where clients' best interests come first, a place where you have access to local decision makers, and a place where you receive the personalized service you deserve. It's because we are a different kind of bank that knows what makes sense for you and your business. Come visit us at our Green Hills or Brentwood office or online at InsBankTN.com. Your bank, your partner. Get to know InsBank, where genuine matters.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place which combines the best of bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is the answer. Experience a great time with family, friends, and co-workers at Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, there's a location near you. Book your next party or event, from birthday parties to family reunions. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is also great for fundraising events and company parties as well. For more information, go online to strikeandsparebowling.com. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area, as well as enjoying enhanced fun in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, time freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Penn Station likes to mix things up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads for any time. Penn Station's got a variety of delicious extras for everyone in the family. Fresh cut fries, cheese bread, kids' meals, and chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Every team needs a go-to producer when the game is on the line. It's no different when you're looking for a real estate professional when buying or selling a home. Knowledge, trust, results. Richard Courtney, with more than 30 years of experience, is that local real estate all-star. Learn more about his proven marketing plan at richardcourtney.com or call 615-300-8189. Richard Courtney is part of Frederick and Clark Realty. 615-327-4800. You're listening to the Countdown to Kickoff Show with Johnny Ballpark Franks.
And welcome back to our Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show. This hour being presented also by our fine friends with Tim Brinkman and Brinkman's Wine and Spirits, located right there in the heart of Brentwood at 7110 Town Center Way, just east of Franklin Road and the roundabout by the Brentwood Post Office. You know, we're talking about the originator, by the way, of local bourbon tastings. So there's always opportunities to discover new spirits and wines, gift ideas, just looking for a nice ball of wine for dinner. You name it, they have it. Brinkman's Wine and Spirits, located once again in Brentwood. A little bit later this hour, Chip Towers joins us. He covers the Georgia Bulldogs for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Big game this afternoon down on the plains at Auburn as the Auburn Tigers take on fourth-ranked Georgia. But right now, speaking of big games, a big one tonight, obviously national championship implications as well. Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, taking time out of his schedule to join us. Toby, first of all, welcome back to the show. And I don't think I'm mincing words at all when I talk about the fact that, and how beautiful is it too? Here we are going into the third Saturday of November. I've got 11 teams still with hopes of being one of those four college football playoff teams. That includes the two teams that will be battling it out tonight in Waco.
Yeah, that's great. It's always great to be on with you, Johnny. That's the fun thing about this sport, I think, is we get to November, we get to this time of year, and you got to win your games, but then you also spend the next 6 days trying to put together the formula that it's going to take for your team to get into the playoffs. So you want this team to lose, you need that team to win, and you need to look good while you're doing it. So it's a fun time of year, and certainly we've got one of the fun games tonight down here in Waco.
Yeah, if you start doing that, I was looking at the matchup, for example, for the ACC title game. It looks pretty clear-cut, Clemson or Wake Forest in the Atlantic Division, but down the Coastal, going into this weekend, there's over 1,000 possibilities and scenarios which team will be taking on the winner of the Atlantic, and it's like, yeah, stop with that. Just let the games play out.
Well, we love it, though. I mean, that's what sports radio is for. That's what Twitter is for. So, and everybody thinks they've got the right answer on what's going to happen. So I guess we'll just let the players and coaches figure some of it out tonight.
You know, here's the thing, and most likely we are talking about with the fact that other, you know, Baylor, no losses in Big 12 play, Oklahoma with one, Texas with two, everybody else three or more. And so it looks like that this could be possibly the first of a two-part series between Baylor and Oklahoma this year.
It's the interesting thing about the Big 12 is that everybody plays everybody, so you're guaranteed a rematch in the conference title game, and you're also guaranteed that the two best teams are going to play each other, which isn't the case in any of the other conferences. In fact, rarely is it the case where you have the two teams that everybody considers the two best teams that play for the conference championship. So, it's likely that OU and Baylor will see each other again here in about 3 weeks. Certainly Texas could still have something to say about that. Texas will be down here in Waco next weekend and has a chance to play itself back into the conference championship game. But last year it happened. Obviously, OU and Texas ended up playing twice, and we could be headed for the first of two Sooners and Bears matchups.
I mean, Toby, here's a Baylor team with a win tonight. It's their first 10-0 start in school history. I'm also looking at, you know, from a historic standpoint, and look, it has nothing to do with this year. I get that. But just from a law of averages standpoint, since the Big 12 went to this round-robin format back in 2011, only one team, that was Oklahoma back in 2016, went through their nine-game conference schedule unbeaten, which obviously bodes well for Oklahoma tonight.
I tell you, I think Baylor's one of the remarkable stories in all of college football. What they have done here following the end of the Art Briles era, when they were just completely down and out, Matt Rhule inherited an awful situation here, both on the field and certainly off of it. And 2 years ago, not a long time ago, 2 years ago, they went 1-11, and their recruiting was hampered by some penalties, and it looked bleak, and players didn't want to come here because of all the scandal that was surrounding it. And in 2 years' time, he has made them into not just a Big 12 title contender, but with a win tonight, you know, a legitimate opportunity to get to the college football playoff. So I respect the heck out of what Matt Rhule has done down here. He seems like he's doing it the right way, and he is a great coach in late-game situations. They've won four games this year by either a field goal at the buzzer or in overtime. So the Sooners have their hands full. This is a resilient football team in Baylor that's been through a lot.
All right, what about, let's look at the Oklahoma situation. I'm sure the fans still, even now, and it's been, you look at the fact that the Sooners have already had another game since that loss to Kansas State. How much is that loss still stinging the team? Because, you know, Oklahoma was a heavy favorite against Kansas State. But, you know, we've seen this so many times this year where teams as three touchdown favorites. In fact, you can go over the last 4 years. I was using a Clemson example back in 2016, a team that even after the polls are released, after it's like, they lose to a Pittsburgh team they were a three touchdown favorite over and still make it to the playoffs and still win the national title. But it seems like more and more, especially like this year, a lot of heavy favorites going down. Forget about the other team keeping it close. We're talking about teams winning outright.
Yeah, Georgia lost to South Carolina, and Wisconsin lost to Illinois. And now fans are still, I think they're just asking themselves what happened to this team. Oklahoma looks so good through the first seven games of the season, especially on defense, where they have struggled mightily the last few years. And then the last 2 weeks or the last two games have looked like a completely different football team. Defensively, they've not been good at all. Jalen Hurts has not been as good the last couple of weeks. So they're just trying to figure out, you know, what happened. And more importantly, is it possible to put the pickle back in the jar, you know, the toothpaste back in the tube? Can they go back to playing like they were 3 weeks ago? If so, that Oklahoma team is a national title contender, certainly a college football playoff contender. But if not, if they don't play better defense tonight, than they did at Kansas State, than they did even last week at home against Iowa State when it came down to a two-point conversion try, then they're going to get beat tonight here in Waco. So I think that's the question Sooner fans have. About 3 weeks ago, they were really feeling salty about their team and about its chances that maybe this was the year. And now I would say confidence is waning a bit.
You know, it's interesting. This has always been a part of college football, and it's maybe it's more amplified now with social media. I look at teams currently outside the top four that control their own destiny. To me, Minnesota's one, Baylor the other one. Everybody else, they got to take care of their own business and then also be pulling against other teams. You know, I'm pretty sure that if you look at it from a Big 12 perspective, you're looking for someone to upset Clemson, for example.
There's no doubt Oklahoma needs some help. They need to win out and look good doing so, and then some other things are going to have to happen for them to get back in this thing. I think the Pac-12 is a problem. I think you need maybe Oregon to take a loss along the way. I think you need probably LSU to win out so that it's a lesser chance anyway that the SEC can get two teams in. A Clemson loss would be fantastic. It's just, from OU's perspective, it's just hard to imagine, you know, that happening with the remaining schedule that they have, unless South Carolina can pull off another shocking upset this season. So, yeah, I mean, but that's the position you're in this time of year. If you lose a game, then you got to, that's when you start rooting for everybody else to help you out a little bit. If you're undefeated and in a Power 5 conference, you win them all, you're getting in. But as soon as you lose a game, then you got to have some friends help you out along the way. And certainly that's the position Oklahoma's in now.
Hey, if you would, talk about Jalen Hurts, you know, through his nine games with the Sooners. The play of Jalen Hurts with this transition from Alabama.
He's been fantastic. You know, obviously we watched Jalen from afar the last few years and watched the way he handled with such class the transition to Tua Tagovailoa at quarterback for them. And I thought when he came to Oklahoma that he'd be effective and that he'd hurt teams with his legs for sure and that Lincoln Riley would be able to make him into a better passer. But I have been surprised at just how good he's been at throwing the ball. He's been better than I imagined. He has indeed hurt teams with his legs for sure, but his touchdown-to-interception ratio, his pass efficiency rating, his completion percentage, all of those passing statistics have been off the charts for him this year. And that has been a surprise to me. He's a great leader. He's obviously seen a lot. He's played in the biggest of games. And so he's brought that expertise and that leadership to campus, which has been valuable. But his play at quarterback has been extraordinary.
By the way, I know it's still two Saturdays from now, and all the concentration, if you're a player, you're thinking about Baylor. But I've got the contest with Oklahoma taking on Oklahoma State absolutely circled. Forget it. You know, you got Jalen Hurts on one side, wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, and then with Oklahoma State, he already has over 1,600 rushing yards this year, and Chuba Hubbard with Oklahoma State.
Yeah, he's something else, and they got a quarterback in Spencer Sanders up there in Stillwater that can really go too. So hey, man, a bedlam is always fun. It's always heated, and anytime the Sooners have to go into Stillwater, they don't like them very much up there. So it'll be a fun contest, and I hope that it's important. You know, Oklahoma's got to take care of business the next couple of weeks to make that game one that matters a whole bunch.
By the way, I've said this to you privately, but I'll say it publicly as well. You know, if you're an aspiring play-by-play voice and you were thinking about getting the best of the best out there, I've had a chance and opportunity over the past couple of years to catch some of your work, and you just do an outstanding job of telling. You know what you remind me of? It reminds me of the day back when I was a kid where your favorite team only played five times on television over a two-year period of time. So you got to know your team. You got to see the pictures painted by the voice of your favorite team. In my case, I grew up a fan of Alabama, but caught a lot of Alabama and Auburn broadcasts. You remind me of that, and I mean that as the utmost compliment, because I can certainly see a young boy or young girl listening to you and getting caught up in their favorite team.
Well, thank you, Johnny. I really do appreciate that. That's very nice of you. I know you you know your radio. So that coming from you, that means a lot. I really appreciate
well,
that.
Well, you and your crew, you do a wonderful job, and give them also a nice compliment for me as well.
I will do that. Thank
all right,
you.
Toby.
Enjoy the games today, Johnny.
Hey, you too, and I'm sure you're going to have a good time tonight with the Baylor contest, but thank you for taking time out with us.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. Yeah, I would say it's a big game. Got a big game this afternoon in the SEC at Auburn with Georgia and Auburn, but tonight, certainly an impactful game as well in the Big 12. Baylor, they're the only unbeaten team remaining in conference play in the Big 12 at 6-0. Oklahoma right there on the heels of them, the only team with just one loss, and this could be the first of two meetings for these two programs. Coming up on the other side, speaking of Auburn and Georgia, Chip Towers, he covers the Georgia Bulldogs for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He's coming up. This will be fun. This will be a fun matchup between the Bulldogs and the Auburn Tigers. This segment brought to you by friends with Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. If you're looking for the ideal destination for family fun, we're talking about a place that combines the best of bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment, and you can keep up with your favorite teams on the TVs located throughout as well. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there's a location near you. So book your holiday party, birthday party, family gathering, whatever the case may be. You can get more information by going online to strikeandsparebowling.com. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area, as well as enjoying enhanced fun in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also with laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
This is the sound of a racing heart. It's beating a little faster because it belongs to a young child. But this child isn't in the middle of a close soccer game or playing with her puppy in the yard. Her heart is racing because she's just been told she has to move foster homes again. Change a child's story. There's a child waiting for a volunteer like you.
Volunteer or donate at CasaNashville.org.
Every team needs a go-to producer when the game is on the line. It's no different when you're looking for a real estate professional when buying or selling a home. Knowledge, trust, results. Richard Courtney, with more than 30 years of experience, is that local real estate all-star. Learn more about his proven marketing plan at richardcourtney.com or call 615-300-8189. Richard Courtney is part of Frederick and Clark Realty. 615-327-4800.
Penn Station likes to mix things up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads for any time. Penn Station's got a variety of delicious extras for everyone in the family. Fresh cut fries, cheese bread, kids' meals, and chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
This is Jim Renitz, CEO of InsBank. For over 17 years, InsBank has been proudly helping Middle Tennessee businesses, people we consider friends. InsBank is a true local bank built by and for Nashville business leaders, a place where clients' best interests come first, a place where you have access to local decision makers, and a place where you receive the personalized service you deserve. It's because we are a different kind of bank that knows what makes sense for you and your business. Come visit us at our Green Hills or Brentwood office or online at InsBankTN.com. Your bank, your partner. Get to know InsBank, where genuine matters.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now back to Johnny Ballpark Franks and the Countdown to Kickoff Show.
And welcome back, broadcasting out of the Goggin Cole Hall Studios. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Jonathan Najjar making sure everything runs smoothly. Our Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show also being brought to you by Lanham's AC Service, your local Rube Pro partner, and Brinkman's Wine and Spirits right there in Brentwood for, if your help as far as holiday parties or just finding a nice bottle of wine for dinner. You can't go wrong when you go to Brinkman's Wine and Spirits, located 7110 Town Center Way, just east of Franklin Road in the roundabout by the Brentwood Post Office. Good, better, Brinkman's. Speaking of good, better, with regards to the college football landscape, we had Toby Rowland, the voice of the Sooners, last segment. How about today? Huge game, not only in the SEC, but national championship implications as well. Chip Towers, he covers the Georgia Bulldogs for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining us. Chip, first of all, welcome back. Always a pleasure. And so you got number 4 Georgia taking on number 12 Auburn, the Deep South's oldest rivalry, going back to 1892. You nor myself, we weren't around, but the 124th meeting between these two teams.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when you think the two teams have played 124 times, and really up until recently it was almost dead even, not just in record, but in points scored. Georgia kind of pulled away here of lately. It's interesting that actually Georgia's kind of dominated, Rob. I think they've won 9 of the last 12, 12 of the last 15, something like that.
14 of the last 18, which has given Georgia the 3-game cushion in this rivalry.
Well, there you go. And so, usually there's a lot riding on the game, whether it's for Auburn or for Georgia, and sometimes it's for both of them. And, it's for both of them this year. One of the probably underplayed storylines in this whole thing is, Auburn's being in position to really create some chaos, not just for Georgia, but maybe for everybody else. That's what they did in 2017. Now, there's probably not a route for them to get into the SEC championship game, but they sure can have a lot to say so about who else gets there.
Well, exactly right. And the Pac-12 is paying attention. I was joking about this. If you're Oregon, for example, or even Utah for that matter, you're pulling for Auburn today and you want them to look good. At the same time, you got to be, a little careful how it may impact other teams, because going into this weekend, including Georgia, 11 teams still very much alive as far as one of the 4 college football playoff spots.
Yeah, that's and the similarities between Auburn this year and the team that Georgia played in 2017 is uncanny, but there's a lot of differences between this year and that one. Obviously Auburn, has already got a loss to LSU and can't, make it to Atlanta like they could that year. But, kind of lost and forgotten about that 2017 Auburn team is, had they beaten Georgia in the SEC championship game, and they didn't. They got, were handily defeated 28-7, but if they'd have somehow won that game, they probably would have been the first 2-loss team to have made.
Oh, they would. They absolutely would have.
Yeah. So, that's the scenario people are bringing up now, because Georgia technically can lose this game and still win the East, but I disagree. I think everything rides on Georgia in this game. If they were to lose this game, then still get to the SEC championship game with a win over Texas A&M next week and somehow beat LSU, I'm not sure if they would get in under that scenario, whereas Auburn, there would have been no doubt about it in 2017.
I'm glad you brought that up, because, now, especially with 11 teams still battling it out, you're going, okay, this is now the time. We should expand to 8 playoff teams instead of our 4. And I go, stop. Just stop, because I bring up this excellent point. The fact that every year, if we go to that format, you're going to have at least one, if not more, 2-loss teams. 2 times in the last 3 years, you would have a 3-loss team as one of your playoff teams. I really don't want to see the playoffs watered down. I mean, how exciting is it when you're talking about 11 teams still very much alive as far as one of these four college football playoff spots?
Well, it depends. That's what differentiates college football from the NFL right now. You know, it's really, you know, the entire season is a playoff, if you want to be honest about it.
Absolutely.
They've been in the playoff ever since they dropped that game to South Carolina. And, you know, I'm surprised that they ended up in number four in that poll, but not shocked by it because you know, what you can see is the committee is definitely sticking to their formula and sticking to their kind of objectives. And in a way, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. But the fact that they have Alabama 5 and Georgia 4 really is more of a condemnation of Alabama's schedule than anything else. I mean, you know, losses are losses to FBS teams as far as they're concerned, but wins are what matter, and Georgia just has better wins than Alabama does. Alabama just hadn't played anybody. So, you know, Alabama's another team that's rooting for Auburn to win this game so they can beat Auburn and have something decent on their resume and something to argue about at the end of the year. Should they still be in the conversation?
I will say Alabama did beat a ranked Texas A&M team. Here's the thing I've noticed, and I don't know if it's because there's just this anti-SEC across the landscape, but noticing this from the national media, wanting to downplay LSU's number of wins against top 10 teams, for example, trying to downplay that Alabama beat a ranked Texas A&M team when they're ranked. And you go, well, the College Football Playoff Committee poll wasn't out. You know, you're not telling me a win over UMass is the same over a 24th-ranked A&M team, for example. So stop with that nonsense. But I just feel like this year, more so than ever before, there's like this – it kind of reminds me of what it was like in the 60s when they got tired of Alabama winning back-to-back national titles. They go undefeated and finish third in the final poll. It kind of reminds me of you're getting a little bit of that, the way they're looking at the SEC, because they're battling now to make sure there's not, two SEC teams in those four playoff spots. Hopefully the committee is smart enough to not listen to all the noise.
Well, and then, you know, there's a scenario, too, that Georgia goes and wins out like, they expect to. And then you have a scenario where you have three one-loss SEC teams and you know, that's what the committee's charge is. They've got to be able to look past regional bias and all those kind of things. I agree with you. I think there is a little bit of an anti-SEC sentiment, you know, across the nation. Everybody's tired of hearing SEC this and SEC that. But, you know, if you go strictly by what are the best teams, I mean, I think, you know, the SEC makes a pretty good argument. But I would imagine the committee, if at all possible, is going to avoid having more than one from any conference in the Final Four if they can help it.
I mean, you know, you look at where Baylor is right now, and you go, well, the committee, what are they thinking? Baylor's unbeaten. They're from the Big 12. They're 13th. Minnesota, until the win against Penn State last week, was ranked 17th in the initial poll. All you got to do is look at who they played in their non-conference games. Baylor, Stephen F. Austin, Texas, San Antonio, and Rice. That was Baylor's work right there. And it took them two overtimes to beat Texas Tech, three overtimes to beat TCU. And I look at a Minnesota team. You know, they edge out South Dakota State. They win by three against Fresno State. They win by three against Georgia Southern. You know, until last week, you know, look, I love the story with Minnesota. Love the fact that you have to go back to 60 when they won a national title, and then the 30s and late early 40s as far as this nice winning streak they've got. But, you know, if you want to have any blame that they're not getting any recognition, look at the fact that they didn't play anybody in their non-conference portion of their schedule.
Exactly. And that's why you see this initiative, you know, nationwide right now. Georgia's in the middle of it, and pretty much all of the SEC teams and most of the certainly the Power Five powers, you know, such as they are moving to improve their schedules because, I think that's going to become more and more of a formula as you go down the road. Georgia just added Ohio State to their schedule, and most of these games aren't coming up till the mid-2020s, and that's about as soon as you can get new games on your schedule. But I think that's an important thing, and it's harder you know, for Baylor and some of those other mid-level teams to get those games on their schedule. But you need to find a way to get them on your schedule if you're going to be able to answer these arguments when it gets late in the year.
How about Georgia, the only FBS team yet to allow a rushing touchdown? They're the first FBS team in at least 20 seasons, this is according to ESPN, not to allow a rushing touchdown in its first nine games, only twice since the SEC became a conference has a team gone the entire year without allowing a rushing touchdown. UT back in 1939 and Ole Miss in 1963. That's pretty special. Something tells me, though, that will probably come to an end today against the Auburn Tigers, knowing they're one of the better running teams out there.
Yeah, don't you know that they're fully aware of that?
Oh, absolutely.
You know? It's like Missouri last week. I mean, that was, you know, that game was far out of hand. And then, you know, Missouri ends up with a second goal at Georgia's two-yard line. Georgia's up 27-0. They have the entire first team offense out there. Missouri is playing like it's the Super Bowl, and Georgia avoids allowing that score again. Pretty incredible. In fact, I had to go back and look about when's the last time Georgia went through a season without allowing a rushing touchdown. And I think, if I'm not mistaken in my research, which is entirely possible, you got to go back to the 1920s. To find a season where Georgia didn't give up a rushing touchdown. You know, suffice it to say, Georgia's good against the run. They're giving up 74.6 yards a game. You know, top five in the nation, leads the SEC. Their defensive stats are incredible. But, you know, they kind of all come with asterisks and caveats. You know, I was just talking to my colleague Steve Hummer. We're on our way over to Auburn right now, sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic in Opelika. And Georgia's kind of gotten a break, too. I mean, they haven't faced a starting, you know, established quarterback since Ian Book in Notre Dame in week four. They've just, even the South Carolina game that they lost, they were facing a backup quarterback. So they've gotten a break. And, you know, look, I think quarterback play today is going to be huge because, obviously, you think Georgia's got the edge, and Jake Fromm certainly played big on big stages for a long time. Probably nobody in college football has done it more than he has. But then you got the flip side, Bo Nix, who's been kind of awful on the road, but fantastic at home, and they're playing at home today. So I think quarterback play is going to be a big factor. And then obviously, you know, running the ball on either side. Can Georgia establish the run? Can Auburn establish the run? Both of them depend on it a great deal, and that's going to be a big storyline today.
Chip, as always, we appreciate you. Remind everybody again how they can keep up with your coverage, not just of the Bulldogs, but the SEC and beyond.
Yeah. You can follow me on @CTowersAJC, and we also have the UGA Sports News Now Facebook page. It has pretty much everything that I write and everybody else at the AJC writes about Georgia and the SEC, and there's a lot there to be found.
You're a good man, Chip. We appreciate you so much. Have a great Saturday, football Saturday, down on the plains. But until next time, be safe in your travels.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, buddy. Chip Towers, once again, he covers the Georgia Bulldogs and the SEC for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. That's right, the Deep South's oldest rivalry. 1892, the first meeting. It's the 124th meeting between Auburn and Georgia. And, you know, one other thing, too, is really interesting. I was talking about this with my wife earlier today. The fact that, is, you know, there's four matchups today in SEC play that had their first meeting in the 1890s. We mentioned Auburn, Georgia in 1892. In 1894, that was the first meeting with LSU and Ole Miss. And then two matchups, 1896, the first time the two teams met, Vanderbilt in Kentucky, along with Alabama and Mississippi State. You're listening to our Countdown to Kickoff tailgate show. We'll be with you until noon this morning. This segment brought to you by Penn Station East Coast Subs. Check them out. Hermitage, also the two locations in Murfreesboro, Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. All this month, try the Founders Special, the cheesesteak sub with a splash of teriyaki and extra cheese, along with fresh-cut fries and drink, all at a special price. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place which combines the best of bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is the answer. Experience a great time with family, friends, and co-workers at Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. With 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, there's a location near you. Book your next party or event, from birthday parties to family reunions. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is also great for fundraising events and company parties as well. For more information, go online to strikeandsparebowling.com. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area, as well as enjoying enhanced fun in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
This is the sound of a racing heart. It's beating a little faster because it belongs to a young child. But this child isn't in the middle of a close soccer game or playing with her puppy in the yard. Her heart is racing because she's just been told she has to move foster homes again. Change a child's story. There's a child waiting for a volunteer like you.
Volunteer or donate at CasaNashville.org.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over 2 decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
His favorite bourbon, her favorite bottle of wine. Magic moments begin at Brinkman's Wine and Spirits in Brentwood. Whether hosting a party or just looking for a nice bottle of wine for dinner, you can't go wrong with Brinkman's Wine and Spirits, with an impressive array of wine and spirits to choose from. How many times have you been in a supermarket wandering up and down the wine aisle, getting more confused and frustrated by the minute? When you ask for help, they know less than you do. Tim Brinkman and the staff at Brinkman's Wine and Spirits will make you feel welcomed and appreciated. They have a passion for personal service to help you make the best selection for your specific taste and budget. The originator of local bourbon tastings, there's always opportunities to discover new spirits and wines. Looking for gift ideas? They can assist you with suggestions for all occasions. Rediscover Brinkman's Wine and Spirits, located at 7110 Town Center Way, just east of Franklin Road and the roundabout by the Brentwood Post Office. Good. Better. Brinkman's.
Whether having heating concerns during the cold winter months or looking to cool off those hot summer days, nobody in Middle Tennessee is better equipped to serve your needs than Lanham's AC Service, your local Rude Pro partner. From heating and cooling issues to water heaters, you can count on Lanham's AC Service and Rude HVAC equipment with a system that fits your unique needs while doing it right the first time. Serving the area for over 30 years, owner Brian Eskew and his team are dedicated to providing the best possible solutions for your home or business while providing reliable and honest service for Nashville and Middle Tennessee. And they do it with the name brands like Rude you have come to trust. I should know, I have a new Rude in my house and have been a customer for almost a decade. And remember, financing is available and they service and repair all brands. So call today to schedule a service or maintenance call, 615-969-9065. That's 969-9065, or go to lanhamsacservice.com.
It's the Countdown to Kickoff Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
And welcome back to our Countdown to Kickoff Tailgate Show, also being presented by Brinkman's Wine and Spirits in Brentwood. And you just heard from our sponsor, Lanham's AC Service, your local Rude Pro partner. Hey, look, the weather changing, right? Make sure your system is updated, ready to go to tackle on and take on the cold winter months. Lanham's AC Service, of course, sponsoring our Armed Forces Update segment. But to call and schedule a service or maintenance call, get in touch with them. You'll be glad you did. 615-969-9065. That's 969-9065. Or go to lanhamsacservice.com. As far as starting with the Armed Forces, the Navy midshipmen 7-1, 5-1 in conference play in the American Athletic Conference. How about a big game for them today? 1:30 kickoff. They're ranked 23rd, by the way, in the college football playoff rankings.
They're on the road to take on Notre Dame, 1:30 start. Notre Dame 16th ranked. Here's the thing, too. How about the fact that 273 straight sellouts for Notre Dame? It's the second longest streak in college football, only behind Nebraska. Notre Dame has sold out every game since 1973. It looks all indications it will come to an end this afternoon as they host Navy. Navy was off last week. As I mentioned, today's kickoff, 1:30 at Notre Dame. Next week, they play host to SMU, a 2:30 start time. And that particular game, too, could be a very key game as far as the West Division. Right now, SMU-Navy tied with a 5-1 conference mark. Memphis right behind them with a 4-1 record. We're going down the stretch run as far as the American Athletic Conference is concerned. Army last week took care of business against UMass. This week they'll be hosting VMI, 11 a.m. kickoff for that contest for the Army Black Knights. And next week they will be off. And then in the Mountain West, the Air Force Falcons, 7-2 on the year, just like Navy, very much in the hunt as far as the Mountain Division of the Mountain West. Their game last week against New Mexico was postponed, rescheduled for next Saturday, the 23rd, due to the death of a defensive lineman for New Mexico, Najee Fowlers. This week, they'll be at Colorado State, kickoff for that one, 6 o'clock tonight. And then once again next week, the rescheduled game with New Mexico, 1 p.m. kickoff in that matchup. If you look at the Mountain West, or the Mountain Division of the Mountain West, Boise State unbeaten at 5-0. Air Force, Utah State, right there on their heels with 4-1 conference records. Once again, our Armed Forces update brought to you by Lanham's AC Service. Check them out. Owner Brian Eskew and his team. Look, we're talking about serving the area for over 30 years, and they do it with the name brands like Rude you have come to trust. Look, I should know I have not one but two Rude units in my house, and plus I've been a loyal customer of Lanham's AC Service for almost a decade. Remember, financing is available, and they service and repair all brands. Once again, Lanham's AC Service, your local Rude Pro partner. Get in touch with them, 615-969-9065. That's 969-9065. Or go to lanhamsacservice.com. Hour number one in the books, hour number two coming up, including a visit at the top of the hour with Doug Seegers out of Birmingham. He's a co-host on Birmingham's TV show, The Zone, on ABC 3340, as we take a look at all of the SEC action today. And then 11:37, Barton Simmons, he's with CBSSports.com and 24/7 Sports. We'll get a full look at some of the other key games on the college football landscape. Hour number two on the way. Stay with us, everybody.